time for Be in the Driver's Seat with Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Mental health expert Dr. Teresa Moore and community engager Gil Garrett. A Saturday mix of community, cars, credit, and wellness created just for you. Brought to you by Joe Longhammer Chevrolet of Waterford. Plan your next vehicle purchase or get your credit rolling in the right direction with Regina today. And now, Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Dr. Teresa Moore, and Gil Garrett.
What's up, man? Y'all got me started on the whole what up though, man.
I'm so glad that y'all can go to the YouTube page and check this out right now and listen to what's going on.
Are we on Instagram too? We supposed to be Instagram, YouTube.
I think it's being we streaming. Listen.
Wake up, everybody.
That Dr. T.
Sleeping in bed.
Y'all got to excuse me this morning, man. That Dr. T got me on my Detroit so early.
Listen, I'm trying to hook him up, y'all. I'm trying to hook him up.
How y'all doing today?
Did you get your gas station coffee this morning?
Oh,
no.
Petra.
You was on the treadmill, right?
Petra.
He was on
the
treadmill.
The
Petra.
Way he pulled up. Like he was on one wheel, y'all.
I hit the treadmill, but he was on one wheel.
Y'all know both y'all talking at the same time, right?
Of course.
We can't understand what y'all saying.
Oh, we can't understand it.
Well, I can't run down the street. I can't walk and then run down the street and troop up.
Oh, okay.
You can't do it.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my bad. I am on my gas station coffee.
You are. How many cups you had?
I had two shots of petroleum espresso.
Come on, petroleum espresso.
Come on now.
I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited about today.
Why are you excited about today?
Because it's Saturday.
When somebody here, it might not be Saturday. It might be Monday. It might be Tuesday. It might be Wednesday. It might be Thursday.
But you know what? We air on Saturday.
We air on Saturday at 6, and then we air at...
Replay at 12.
Replay.
So whoever watching this, I hope they're excited, too.
Whatever they're watching, I'm
excited. It's a new day. I got breath in my body.
Well, amen.
You know, it could have been a whole nother way, but since it ain't, come on, I give glory to God. I'm excited.
Amen. I feel like you want to pray this morning. You want to pray?
You know, prayer is always a good thing.
Okay, well, you know, let's get this first prayer out. We live stream on YouTube, Instagram.
All right, come on, YouTube and Instagram.
Do we have to close our eyes today, though?
Yep, close your eyes. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, for this is the day that you have made. We rejoice. We glad. We thank you for breath in our body. We thank you for another opportunity to represent you well. We ask you now to order our steps and direct our paths. Lead us in the way that you would have us to go. Since you are our daily bread, we thank you for being our right portion. We thank you that your peace follow us. We thank you that there is no weapon that is formed against us that will prosper, and all things will work together for our good, for we are the called according to your purpose and your plan, in Jesus' name. Amen.
So why I feel like I was in church, you know how you pray and then all of a sudden you get to the end and you wait for the end, so amen, then you can open your eyes.
That's how I felt.
Good morning, Kathy.
Come on, Atlanta, in the house. That's how I felt.
So disclaimer this morning. Disclaimer is I will not have any lashes on probably for a couple weeks.
Oh, we got change, y'all. We got change.
I will not have any lashes on. So if I look like I'm, look at the man in the studio, little bro looking at me like I'm crazy.
I'm just trying to figure out what that means. Like,
so no lashes on for the queen probably for 2 or 3 weeks. So when I don't have my lashes on, people are thinking, she's sleepy. She tired.
We didn't think
that. Or you don't feel good. You would have said it to me later. Oh. I'm talking to people in the audience.
So audience, everybody.
What in the? See, that's why. Man, I'm so glad our guest. Hey, listen, we got a guest coming in. I'm so glad I got a little bit more help, man. But shout out to Jacob, brother. Listen, man. Thank you for holding down last week, man, for me. I appreciate you. But we got two guests today. We got, oh, my goodness, Sierra, the Master Baker. Pivoting for Progress. Can't wait to hear what she got to say about that. And Mr. Kone Bowman of Bowman and Associates. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. He's always had some bright things going on. Past elected official in the city of Pontiac, Michigan. He's a member of one of those Blue Phi, Mr. Blue Phi in the building. So he's a Sigma. And there's a few other things. So they have a long history in Pontiac and are deep rooted throughout the state of Michigan. So grateful to have him in the building today. And so much, just like you said, that prayer, Dr. T, and just me, I just feel like it went a little bit more with my, you know what I'm saying? I'm fired up. I might have to stand up. I don't know if I can keep sitting down.
Well, you can stand up. Come on.
No, I don't know. No, I just keep on sitting down. It's just trying to, you know,
listen,
hold it in.
Keep on
just,
down. You got to sit down because, you know, this word of the day so hot.
Let's go.
Yeah,
what's
let's
that?
Get
what's
it.
That?
Legacy. And so since this is Black History Month, the word legacy really stands out. So let's get it going. What you think?
Listen. Oh, no, you didn't just do that. Legacy. Yeah. Listen, it is so important that you understand not just the legacy of what you're trying to do, but where you come from. We all come from something.
Yeah.
And one thing I've learned to do on a very consistent basis is look at what my grandfather and his father, the tracks that they laid for my father's and for my father and my uncles. And then to be very intentional in following and improving on those steps, making sure that my sons understand clearly where we come from and how rooted they should be and what a Garrett man is. And so legacy for me is very, very important. And our spiritual legacy, watching how, who were pastors and who were preachers and who were devoted to God in the word and how deep, like spreading that information. A lot of times we get disconnected or we don't understand what we're going through right now is because we haven't went back and looked at our history. That's and every good. Time some, just because we come from some certain beginnings or we start in a beginning that we don't think should be the beginning, truly in God's eyes is not the beginning.
That's good. Yeah.
And so for me, legacy is that important to drive that intentionality to my kids and just keep repeating it to myself on a very consistent and daily basis.
I'm glad you said that, because when I think about legacy, even as a mother, I remember I had to drop out of college at an early age because I was pregnant with Sierra. And so I remember it took me, she was 10 years old when I went back to school, and I made sure that I stayed in school. And I stayed in school 15 years because I wanted to show her that your beginning does not dictate your end.
Amen.
So I may have to stop, I may have to drop out early, but I wanted to show her that education was key. And I stayed the course because I wanted her to see her mother. If her mother could do it, then that was an indication that she could do it. And then when I think about legacy, period, I think about the legacy that the Lord has laid, like Jesus Christ himself. He left some things so that I can look forward to some things. So when I think about legacy, what are you leaving behind? Not bills, not money, but what are you leaving behind? So I make it my daily journey to get up and sow seeds that can be watered and planted and left when I leave here.
So when I think about legacy, I take it back to my grandfather, who was born in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, not Atlanta, but Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, ended up in Mulberry, Florida. And I think about the legacy right now that when they named a park after my grandfather now.
Mm-hmm.
And his legacy is still continuing. And I think when I think about legacy, I think about my father. It's three of us, right? I have two brothers and myself, and I'm the baby. And I don't have any kids. So when I think about my legacy, I think about my brand. Or I think about my friends that are my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about the togetherness, you know, what do I want to leave behind? And it ain't about money. It's about how did I impress that person, but how did I make that person feel? What kind of impression did I leave on that person?
That's good.
So legacy to me, it's not about money.
It's about
your strength. It's about how did you touch someone? You know, how did you make them feel? Because when I also think about legacy, I think about when I remember years ago, when I would go to work and I would say good morning. And I would say good morning to a person because, you know, I didn't sleep with them last night. They didn't wake up. They didn't come in the house with me last night, right? So to me, that's like, how did you make that person feel?
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're going to be able to touch someone or when you need to touch someone. And it's not, you don't have to pray for somebody or you don't have to even maybe make a comment to them. Mm-hmm. You could just look at them in that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That where you just like, I love you, or how you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it matters, like, how a person remembers how you make them feel.
Yes.
So to
yes.
me, that's why, like I said, I sow seeds. But and also you said you don't necessarily have to say, you can look
yes.
towards a person and
yes.
your very atmosphere can yes. shift how someone yes. is feeling or what they're going through. They could just sense you. And so when I think about legacy, when people see me coming, are they happy to see me coming versus seeing me go? You know what I mean? So what am
that's
I
good.
Leaving? What seed is going to be sown today that can be watered and planted?
But when you say sow a seed, I think
yeah.
about well, I think about what you do and how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see someone at a disadvantage,
mm-hmm.
you make a way for that person.
Mm-hmm.
You gather your harvest. You gather people to help out,
mm-hmm.
to do things. I'm just going to say this. I remember when you were you're working on your plan at your career.
Mm-hmm.
Job, your career.
Yeah.
And you rallied us.
Oh,
you
yeah.
said, hey, you know, this is what I need. And I said, well, this is what I can do, right?
Yeah.
And then you talked to Gil. And Gil said, oh, no, this is what I can do.
Yeah.
And then I did what I was going to do, Gil did, and we all came together.
Yeah.
And then the last one, mm-hmm. we met at one of Gil's establishments that he's
mm-hmm.
associated
yeah.
with, right?
Yeah.
And we gathered the goods.
And gave, yeah.
Yeah, and gave so, back.
So shout out to all of the people that sow seeds because, you know, there are people that need us, but how will we show up for them? How will we show up?
That's a good question.
How do we show up? Yeah.
I think unapologetically, excuse me.
Come on, unapologetically.
Oh, come on,
like
now.
That.
You know what I'm saying? I think you, how you show up when these cameras are not on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like how, because a lot of times, man, and we'll get to this, but a lot of times with these podcasts and radio shows and things of that nature, you know, people are looking for people. Now it's getting more intentional. They're looking for help. And people mm-hmm. with real solutions.
Yeah.
And now all of that other stuff is getting weeded out. So you got to show up with you.
Yeah.
Sure. So you know what? It made me realize that Joe Longhammer just sent me a text at 6:15 this morning. He said, you know, Regina, you got to take a break because I need to hear my commercial. So that sounded good, right?
Right.
We'll be right back. We got Kone Bowman of Bowman, owner of Bowman Associates. He'll be on right back. He'll be sharing information on bundles, no fault, and full coverage. So we'll be right back.
That's insurance bundles.
Yeah. Thank you. Regina the Queen of Carlones here with Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford. If you're looking to get into a new or used vehicle with affordable rates, come see the Queen, like Dr. T.
The Queen got me approved the same day and got me what I wanted. No hassle, no problems. Go see Regina the Queen of car loans.
That's right. My lenders are making unheard of deals where others simply cannot. Riding in style with the queen. Regina the Queen of Car Loans. Just Google Regina the Queen of Car Loans.
Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Are you paying high interest rates on a car loan? Do you desire to purchase a home, but you're unable to get approved? Perhaps you're repeatedly getting denied for credit when applying for credit cards. Listen, better credit doesn't just happen. You've got to make it happen. I've helped hundreds of people better their credit and their overall financial situation by applying a simple set of instructions that anyone can follow. Call me today, 1-800-988-9184. That's Kathy Washington, your financial impact coach at 1-800-988-9184. Don't delay. Call today.
Hi, I'm Dave Wilkie, service manager at Joe Longhammer Chevrolet. Since the 1950s, Joe Longhammer and his family have been honored to service your vehicles. With 112 years of combined service experience, we can take care of any concern you might have, from warranty work to routine oil changes. We treat your vehicle like our own. Call now to schedule the next service appointment at Joe Longhammer Chevrolet. Stop by anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get your vehicle serviced right every time. Call 248-683-7100. That's 248-683-7100.
Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hi, Joe Longhammer here from Joe Longhammer Chevrolet with dun-da-da, Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. What kind of deal do you have for us today, Regina?
Well, it's tax season, so I'll match a down payment up to $1,000 on any new or used vehicle.
So if a customer brings $300?
I'll make it $600.
If they bring $500?
I'll make it $1,000. Just make sure you say, I'm here to see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
It's good to be the queen. Just Google Regina, the Queen of Car Loans.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
We're back in the studio still, back on streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram this morning.
Yeah, we streaming, y'all. Yeah, yeah, we coming in.
Hey, what? We knew in the house.
Listen, what's
we
up?
Knew. We ain't new. We ain't new to this.
We are new to our streaming process.
She knows.
Are you excited about this?
Yeah, I am excited.
Streaming.
Shout out to Luke. Shout out to Luke.
Luke.
Get that Luke. Let's give him a shout out.
Yes. That's what up, Luke. That's
make
what's
it
up.
Seem nice. Shout out to Brian. Shout out to Brian too. Shout out to our
Brian. Keep us going.
Right. Shout out to our man every week.
Mr. Beekeeper's going. AKA show. Mr. Beekeeper's going. Man, yeah. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Shout us in every week.
Yeah.
I love
chipper.
I love hearing that volume when he hit. When I hit
where
the
I got
car
chipper
box.
From.
Chipper. No.
Chipper.
No.
That's what my dad used to say 50 years ago. Chipper.
Sorry, chipper?
Chipper. Are you very chipper this morning?
Well, I'm excited. Let's get it. Let's
you know what?
Let's get it this morning.
I'm not the only one on that sick chipper this morning.
Chipper this morning. So this morning we have in the studio. You can't see him today on Facebook.
You can see him on Facebook.
Oh, we can see him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we got my younger brother, Kone Bowman, owner of Bowman Associates. We have a background. I've been knowing him for over 40 years?
Yeah, at least
over
40.
Over 40 years?
Yeah.
We went to school together. We ran around the playground together, and he used to try to beat me up. But I've been the same height, just a little smaller. And but
since kindergarten.
But he cracking. So I've been the same height since kindergarten.
Listen.
Kone, let me do a disclaimer early. I apologize.
Listen.
This is what you got to look forward to.
He know I ain't got no sense.
Oh, my God.
He already know.
So I'm excited about what we're talking about. Let's get it. Come on.
So, Kone, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, let's see. I've been in the insurance industry now for 30 years, actually.
Ooh.
Dabbled a little bit in some other industries as well, in robotics, of course, and then, you know, another life as a former elected official, and just really trying to help my community and the people, because more than anything else, that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is helping people. If you help somebody else get what they want, eventually you'll get what you want, and at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that we're helping and giving information to people. I came into the insurance industry 30 years ago with a cause to try to help people get an understanding of insurance, because so many of us are blinded by the headlines, but we also miss the fine print. Mm. And in industry, we say that the headline giveth, but the fine print taketh away.
Mm.
And so we miss it because the devil, obviously, you know, is in the detail. And since we're not looking at the detail, we're just looking at what we get up front. We don't look at what's being taken away from us in the backdrop.
Wow, that's good. So, you know, you just blew my mind with that. You know, the details, the fine print, take it away. Wow, that's
so
something.
Let's talk about that fine print, and why do you?
Okay, I'm back in.
Let's talk about that fine print, and why do you think is there? And then you've been in the business for 3 decades. Why did you stay? Why did you stay? I need people to understand longevity, because with this McDonald generation and everybody want things so fast, and
come on.
You know, nobody has a lot of experience. They just come in and we want it quick now, and the 401ks, you don't stay long enough. I honor you for staying in this industry and being dedicated to that. So I just want to know, like, why did you stay in this specific industry for that amount of time?
In actuality, I took 3 years off when I went into the robotics field for a while. I became a writer of programmable logic, and I did that for a minute. But when I look back, I saw what was still going on. It was like, you know what? If I don't say something, nobody's going to say something. So it made me come back, and that's why I came back to it. Because we look at it, we look at how people are taken advantage of. Like at one point in time, in all honesty, African Americans couldn't even buy insurance. And so since we couldn't buy insurance, when they did allow us to buy insurance, the insurance that we bought were like $1,000 policies. That's why our grandmothers and grandfathers had 10 and 12 different policies, because in the life insurance side of it, what we got was, I want to say it, trying to figure out how to dress it up and verbalize it in the right way. But the insurance that we were allowed to buy was called the N-word insurance.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. And because of that, they had 10 or 12 different policies because mm-hmm. you were not allowed to buy no more than $1,000 per policy. And so you had this insurance man coming by your house every month collecting the money for the life insurance. But then at the same time, a lot of that money was going into their pockets. Mm-hmm. And so we weren't aware of that. We weren't abreast of that. And that's one of the reasons that I came into the industry. And when I walked away for a moment, because I was burnt out and I was frustrated because nobody wanted to tell the truth. Nobody wanted to be honest about what was going on and what was happening in this industry. You know, even in the automobile industry, we look at what goes on in our neighborhoods. I can write a policy, and if an inspector doesn't want to go out to the home and inspect the property, then they'll just write it up and throw some stuff in and send it to a certain individual, certain companies, and they'll decline it. They'll say, well, we're not going to write the insurance on that property because the house is uninsurable. I've had inspectors go to the wrong house just because they wanted to get in and out of a neighborhood without having to go in and take the time out to inspect the house.
Wow.
So do you find that leads to the fact that, you know, me being in the automotive field, I find a lot of customers, well, I know I hear a lot of customers say that they're being redlined. You know, I live here, I pay more. Is that a lot of that still going on because of the zip code of where you live or what your credit score is?
Well, a lot of people don't understand what actually is. It's not a credit score. The insurance industry calls it an insurance score. They take into account a portion of your credit score, but mostly your zip code and your driving record. Those are the main factors. And then on top of that, they come back and say, well, we're going to also look at what your credit score is. And so when you couple those things together, it gives them a perspective of what this particular person looks like. And not an individual, but as a zip code. Mm-hmm. And so then they base the rates upon that. What a lot of people don't know is insurance is based upon the law of large numbers. What they do is they take a pool of people and they have these people called actuaries, and the actuaries will go in and they'll say, out of this million people, this is how many people are going to get into an accident this year. And out of this million people that gets into an accident, this is how many they're going to total their cars out. And so based upon that, that's what they come up with the insurance premium. You're talking about a $7 trillion industry now.
Wow.
It's the richest industry in the United States.
Wow.
So you're telling me, based on my zip code, that's going to determine what my rate is going to be, no matter if I have a perfect driving record, no matter if I, you know, whomever I am, my zip code is going to dictate my price.
Not just zip code alone, zip code, driving record, and a portion of your insurance score.
Right. I mean, your credit score, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the insurance score. So if I got a horrible insurance score, I'm living in a bad area, and I got a ticket, the likelihood is I'm going to have a higher premium.
Exactly.
Wow.
But how do you save? You know, I think a lot of the misunderstanding, what people don't understand, how do you save? How do you reduce your insurance rates? Because the customers that come in to the dealership and that get cars from me, you know, they have insurance. They let it lapse, which means lapse. They didn't pay for a couple months. Now they still have the same car they want to trade in. They're having insurance, and they don't know how do I save? And that's when I get you on the phone, you know,
right?
And you have conversations with them, and you enlighten them. So can you tell people how do you save when it comes to if you have a bad driving record, you know, if you live in your house, or how do you save?
Well, the first thing is I try to get everybody to understand is you don't want to have any gaps in your insurance. Because if you have a gap in your insurance, then certain companies won't even accept you as a risk. Mm-hmm. So you have to have 6 months driving with no breaks in coverage, meaning that if I'm with Acme Insurance Company, and Acme Insurance Company says, okay, well, there was a break in your insurance. You know, you didn't have insurance the last 3 months. So now you have to be rewritten as a new customer. As a new customer without proof of previous insurance, your rate is going to be higher because you're a bigger risk. A bigger risk of canceling your policy, losing your policy, or for whatever the reasons are, not keeping your policy for that time period. And if you don't keep your policy active for that particular time period and something happens, it's a bigger risk now that they have to pay out all this money to replace your vehicle if something happens to your vehicle, or even worse yet, if something happens to a person. with Michigan reform, a lot of people don't understand that law just really gave the insurance companies the ability to shift the PIP or personal injury protection onto the individual, as opposed to the insurance company itself taking the brunt of that cost.
Wow.
Man, oh, my goodness. So what are a few things that you can give our listeners now that may be in that medium situation or just saying, hey, I want to get into this. I know I need insurance. I know this is important. I got my babies. I'm dropping them off to school. You know, I all of those things. And I'm being impacted by these things. And they're like, okay, Mr. Bowman, what can I start with as soon as I drop my babies off and start looking this up? What can I start with to kind of help me get me back on track?
I think the biggest thing that a person needs to realize is that they have to keep their insurance coverage. Even if at some point in time, and it gets tight for everybody, believe me, I'm a big understander of that because I've had tight times as well. Mm-hmm. But the main thing is, even if you can't keep certain coverage levels, talk to your insurance company and talk about adjusting those levels to make it more affordable for you while you're going through that particular time period or whatever you're going through at that time. If you can reduce your PIP or personal injury protection from unlimited to maybe $250,000, and again, what a lot of people don't understand is personal injury protection covers you. If you get into an accident and something happens, it's personal injury protection. It covers you. Bodily injury, that covers anybody else, including people who are riding with you in your vehicle. So if you have to reduce that down to be able to keep the coverage, then you have to reduce that down. You can always raise your deductibles for your comprehensive and your collision. And comprehensive is, a lot of people don't understand, comprehensive is anything that happens outside of a collision. So if your car is parked and somebody comes past, tear off your rearview mirror, that's comprehensive. If a tree falls on your vehicle, that's comprehensive. Crack windshield, that's comprehensive. And so a lot of companies now are offering zero deductibles on glass breaks per se. So people can raise their comprehensive deductibles up to about a $500 level instead of $100, because it's going to cost you just a few extra dollars a month to have that zero glass deductible. So you raise your comprehensive up, say about $500 to $1,000, and your collision, keeping that somewhere between $500 to $1,000, keeping those limits and those parameters gives you the ability to adjust what you're paying in your premium.
So one last question. What about someone in different states, insurance, I know insurance is different, but if someone has insurance, they get into an accident, it's not their fault, and the other person doesn't have insurance. Yep. How does that work?
Michigan is called a no-fault state. And so with Michigan being a no-fault state, I get customers that call me all the time and they say, hey, I got my insurance card here, but it says no fault. And I thought I had full coverage. Generally, you will have full coverage still, but because it's a no-fault state, it's going to say no fault on your certificate of insurance. What no-fault basically means is if you get into an accident, your insurance company is going to cover you, that other person's insurance company is going to cover them. And then behind the scenes, I'm sure they go after each other to recoup their money. But on the front end, your insurance company is covering you. If that person doesn't have insurance, there is a portion of your insurance. If you look at your declarations page, well, you have the ability to have uninsured motorist insurance placed on yours as well.
So that's extra insurance to have.
Yes.
Okay. To cover you in case the other person doesn't have insurance.
Exactly.
Is that in every state?
Not in every state, but for sure in Michigan. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, Conan, Mr. Bowman, how do we reach you?
You can always reach me. We actually have an 800 number at our office. It's 1-888-204-2766. That's 1-888-204-2766. And we're there Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Awesome. Do you have any social media contact handles or anything like that?
Actually, we have a person now who's working on developing all of our webpage and everything for us. So we're working to get that up and running.
Awesome. You got a lot of great information and a lot of great tips. I didn't know we needed insurance for the insurer who didn't have insurance for the insurance.
I just learned that too.
You know what I mean?
So I just learned that too.
You just gave, just
and I was
dropped
asking
it down.
For a friend.
Right. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for everything that you've done and just being here and that wealth of wisdom that you dropped on us.
I appreciate you guys for having me. We're actually getting ready to do a seminar next in the month of April, actually, and it's called GoFundMe is Not a Life Insurance Policy. And the reason for that being because we have so many people right now who are not doing what we need to be doing to make sure that we're taking care of our children's children.
Come on, legacy.
The scriptures tell us that we're supposed to make sure that we leave an inheritance for our children's children. Yeah. And most of the time, what we want to do now is we're spending all the money and everything that we have because we want to look good now, but we don't want to leave anything yeah. behind. And I've done appointments with people, and they say, well, I'm not leaving anything to anybody. And I won't, if there's a couple that's married, I will not do an appointment with an individual without them both being there. Because I've heard the other person say sometimes, well, I'm not leaving anybody anything. Let them get it the best way they get it. I'm not, or why would I leave him or her something so they can go get with somebody else? And I said, well, how are you going to be dead and jealous at the same time?
Ooh.
You can't. I love it.
Dead
I love
jealous.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
You know, everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to leave to get here. And the one thing that we do know is we're going to leave this place at some
man,
point
this
in
man
time.
Is, oh, my yeah. goodness.
And so whatever we leave, we make sure that we're leaving so that the people who are left behind us don't have to go through what we had to go through. I slept in my car before, so I understand what it's like to not have. And it was by choice. I made some bad decisions. There was some things that I did that I shouldn't have done, and it put me in my car. And the car had a broken out back window with a piece of board over that I painted black to make people think it was tinted. So I understand what it is to I'm not through. Have. And so I try to make sure that, as I explain to people, when you leave here, you want to make sure that you leave something, because mm-hmm. you don't want whoever you're leaving to have to run and be with just anybody to take care of your kids. And now you don't know what's going on with your children while you're gone from here. But if you leave something, they got a cushion. They have some time. They, mm-hmm. you know, most jobs give you 5 days off for bereavement. Mm-hmm. I've yet to meet anybody who's been able to recover in 5 days from a bereavement period.
Well, hey, we got to wrap it up. Joe Longhammer just sent me a text, and he says, it's time. You know, me and Joe, we like this, so watch out. We're like this, you know. That's my boss's name's on the building. He's like, it's time to hear my commercial again. So,
listen.
Kone Bowman, Bowman Associates, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much.
Nope, I appreciate you guys for having us. Morning. I definitely appreciate you guys.
We'll see you same time next month.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, right. Next month. So I get 30 days now, huh?
Once a month.
I get a reprieve.
Once a month. Listen. And you'll be on that new one again. We'll be right back. Regina the Queen of Carlones here with Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford. If you're looking to get into a new or used vehicle with affordable rates, come see the Queen, like Dr. T.
The Queen got me approved the same day and got me what I wanted. No hassle, no problems. Go see Regina the Queen of Carlones.
That's right. My lenders are making unheard of deals where others simply cannot. Ride in style with the Queen, Regina the Queen of Carlones. Just Google Regina the Queen of Carlones.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
Are you paying high interest rates on a car loan? Do you desire to purchase a home, but you're unable to get approved? Perhaps you're repeatedly getting denied for credit when applying for credit cards. Listen, better credit doesn't just happen. You've got to make it happen. I've helped hundreds of people better their credit and their overall financial situation by applying a simple set of instructions that anyone can follow. Call me today, 1-800-988-9184. That's Kathy Washington, your financial impact coach, at 1-800-988-9184. Don't delay. Call today.
Hi, I'm Dave Wilkie, service manager at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet. Since the 1950s, Joe Lunghammer and his family have been honored to service your vehicles. With 112 years of combined service experience, we can take care of any concern you might have, from warranty work to routine oil changes. We treat your vehicle like our own. Call now to schedule a next service appointment at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet. Stop by anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get your vehicle serviced right every time. Call 248-683-7100. That's 248-683-7100.
Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hi, Joe Lunghammer here from Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet with dun-da-da, Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. What kind of deal do you have for us today, Regina?
Well, it's tax season, so I'll match a down payment up to $1,000 on any new or used vehicle.
So if a customer brings $300?
I'll make it $600.
If they bring $500?
I'll make it $1,000. Just make sure you say, I'm here to see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
It's good to be the Queen. Just Google Regina, the Queen of Car Loans.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, y'all. You back to listening to Biz. We're so excited. Listen, we have Sierra Crude Up, the master baker.
Crude Up.
She is in the building on the phone, y'all. So we excited this morning. Come on in, Miss Crude Up. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
What's up, baby niece?
Listen. Listen, I'm so excited.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing good. I'm at the bakery making cakes, you know,
yeah.
It's Saturday.
All right.
Busy day today.
Early.
Listen, it's that week before Valentine's, the last Saturday before Valentine's Day.
Is it too late to get that cake?
No, it is not too late to get your cake for Valentine's Day.
It's not too late to get that money.
No.
Listen, so it's still time. You can get that cake, them cookies, them pies. Come on, y'all can get them. So, Mrs. Crudup, this morning we are talking about pivoting for progress. So let's get into it. What's up?
I'm so excited about this topic, especially because I just made a huge pivot myself. So, yes, today we're talking about pivoting for progress. And when you're in business or in life in general, you may have to pivot often. So if you're wondering, what does it mean to pivot? In wrestling, they use the term pivot, and it means to change position or to turn. Mm. So when it comes to business, you may have a plan. You may work your plan. A lot of times we believe in our plan, and our plan may actually work. But at some point in time, we have to change. We have to pivot so that we can make further progress.
Wow.
And it is very important if you want to grow.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So back in the day, we didn't use pivot. It was called, I call it rebranding. You got to rebrand yourself. You got to recreate. You got to recreate yourself. Is that the same thing, rebranding, recreating, pivot, or is that another term?
Well, it can, rebranding and recreating yourself can be just like pivoting. You know, in business, if I want to pivot, I can rebrand myself. Maybe I want a new logo. Maybe I'm looking for new ways to stand out because the old ways aren't working like they used to, you know. And I think about McDonald's and how they've pivoted over time. I know I saw an article when they first started, it looks nothing like it did now. They've changed their logo. They've created new processes for people to order.
They got better fries. They have,
yes, better fries.
They use the AI they use the AI technology. Come on.
They don't even have a person taking your order anymore. So that's an example of changing with the times and pivoting to better serve your customers.
Wow. Quick question then. So because in order to pivot, you got to know it's time to pivot. Mm-hmm. So how do you actually go by analyzing when to pivot? Like, when do you start the process of analyzing your business and then pivoting?
You know, I believe there's a few different things you can do. First off, like for me, if I notice that something that I've been selling and I've had it for years and then it's not selling like it used to. So then I'm like, okay, well, people loved this 2 years ago. Why aren't they loving it now? Maybe it's the way it looks. Maybe it's not appealing to the customer anymore. So when something alerts me, like sales are down or people aren't engaged as much as they used to, that shows me that it's something that I need to do because I can't keep that thing the same way or else I won't be making any money. So based on your sales, if people aren't engaging, if you're not getting the same results that you once got, then you may need to pivot.
Wow. And so when I hear you say the word pivot, so that means changing positions. And so I've watched your story because I personally know you. I've watched your story over the years. And I've watched how you had to change positions to even for you to even progress. But let's kind of talk about, you know, the process itself. So when you're changing positions, you're changing the way you're doing things. How does that how do you get to that point? Like, do you sit down? Like, what do you do to change, to even pivot?
Yeah. So first, it's a mindset thing. You have to start with your mind because if you are believing in your plan that you once had and you may be frustrated, like, why isn't this working? Why am I not meeting my sales goals? Why aren't people coming in? You have to know that things change all the time and you have to change if you want to grow. So it starts with your mind, and then you have to sit down and you have to look at your analytics, look at your numbers, and then you have to create a new plan so that you can move forward. And sometimes that's hard because if it's your business, it's your baby, it's your idea, you believe in it so much and you want it to work, But just because you have a great idea, it doesn't mean that it's the right time or it's the right market.
Say that again. Say that last part one more time for the people in the front and the back and the middle.
That is good.
Just because you have a great idea, it doesn't mean that it's the right time or the right market.
Wow. And for those that are streaming and listening, man, just because you have a great idea, it doesn't mean that it's the right time.
And it's okay. But is it okay to put that on the back burner and say, I'll come back to it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It may not be the right time for it. And then maybe when you put it on the back burner, you'll get more ideas and you'll get a better plan so that when it's time to work it, it'll go very smoothly and be successful.
Wow.
Just how smooth you just transitioned to that. because you are very thoughtful in the processes over the last months of making sure that people who are listening, specifically, excuse me, and your genre and generation, that they understand how important business is and having and techniques and talents to do so. When you say pivot and when you're saying pivoting and you analyze, just tell us quickly, is it something that you, who do you listen to or what do you watch to kind of help build capacity on how you should pivot? Like, are you watching YouTube? Are you, when you're watching your analytics, like, what are the things that you, that's making those final decisions for you to move?
That's a great question. So, my husband is, he believes in YouTube and he's like, look it up on YouTube all the time. So,
shout out to Mr.
with him,
come on, my husband. Yeah. Y'all heard that?
Yeah. Disclosure, so, her husband.
So he's always saying, like, look it up on YouTube. So one thing that I do if I can't find an answer for myself, and I don't know everything, so I need to have another reference. So YouTube is very easy to use. You type in what you want in the search bar. So I may type in how to pivot in business. And you'll get a bunch of videos that goes through different processes that people have used or, and that have actually worked. And you can listen to a few of them and something may grab your attention. And then you say, okay, I can use this for myself. Especially if it has worked for someone who is successful, you can take those same principles and apply it to yourself. And I just heard this from an audiobook that I'm listening. It's called Eat That Frog. And it teaches you how to be a better steward over your time and make better decisions in life and work and business. And in that, he was saying that if somebody has already done it before, find out what they did and then use it for yourself. You don't have to recreate the whole thing. Just use the method that they have used if it has been successful for them.
Yeah, that's good. You know, Sierra, we was talking about legacy earlier. That was the word of the week. So tell us about legacy. What are you leaving behind? What is your hope to leave behind, rather?
Well, my hope, one of my hopes is that I can retire by the age of 40. So in doing that, I want to definitely leave behind a business for my children, my future children, as well as books and tools for them to be successful.
Yeah, because we're waiting. Hurry up.
Yeah, I know you guys are waiting. We will get there.
That was a direct pivot. That is a 90-degree pivot. Wasn't a 180.
Yeah, right. No, TT, just give it to you right then and there when you least expect it.
Yes, it's coming. It will happen. But, you know, I want to leave behind the business, and also books. You know, like we were talking about going to YouTube, I would love for my children to have a book that teaches them things about business, things about life. You know, sometimes your parents are living their own life and they're trying to be the best parents they can be, and they may not be able to give you everything that you will need in your future. So the things that I have learned along the way, I want to make sure I document those for people that will be here after I'm gone.
But when you retire at 40, you know, I listen to a lot of younger generation. They say, you know what, I want to retire at 40. I want to retire at 25. I want to retire at 30. But what do you do when you retire?
That's a good question. For me, it doesn't look like me sitting at home doing nothing. It just, when I say retired, I mean I'm no longer getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, going into the bakery and doing all the legwork. You know, I can sit back and manage from afar or have managers, and then I just reap the benefits of the business. While I'm investing in possibly teaching others, you know, I would love to teach college classes. So when I say retire, I mean retire from getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, going to the bakery and working all day long on my feet.
Wow. I didn't hear you say anything about leaving a legacy for your mama, but I ain't going to say that.
Because your mama should be leaving a legacy. You already left a legacy for
listen,
her. Because the things
saying.
That she does right now, because I pay attention. I'm that silent watcher. You know, I just creep through the pages, look, pay attention. Because, I mean, I see the thing. You pivot so much in a good way where you're bringing so many things up under your umbrella, right? I see you teaching the classes to the reaching out to the, you have the 13 to 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
I think in another state that you actually – isn't she in another state that you're actually mentoring her? Or is she here? She's
the young lady's in – she's in a different city, but she's in Michigan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she does. Yep. Sierra also teaches classes, baking classes, one-on-one classes. So there's a lot that's going. The junior baking classes. There's a lot of things that you're doing. So shout out to you. You're doing a lot of first. And because this is Black History Month, I do want to shout you out. Congratulations, Mrs. Sierra Crudup.
Thank you.
I have a question. What do you do? You know, you got businesses around right now. And I know you're in Saginaw, but in the area that they're really hurting. They used to do baking at home, and they did bake at other places. And right now they're really hurting. What advice could you give to the older generation?
I would say if they really want to become successful again or to help them get further along, you know, a lot of times when you've been doing something a long time, it's hard for you to grasp the idea of changing. Mm-hmm. And you have to change. You have to pivot so that you can move further along. If you're hurting and you want more sales, you have to figure out how can I get more sales? And that means changing what you're used to doing and doing something different. For example, if I was a older baker and I used to sell whole pound cakes, mm-hmm. and people are used to my $25 pound cakes, and now I need to raise my price because I'm not making any money and that's causing me to be hurting, I have to raise my prices. So maybe I'll start selling pound cake slices or half pound cakes, you know, doing things that will meet the customer's needs so that you can still be successful in doing what you actually love to do.
Sierra, let us know how we can contact you through all your social media. If you got a phone number, specifically give us the address to that new location.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook at Delicious Sweets Bake Shop and Craven Cookies. Our phone number is 248-836-8080. We are located at the SBRC Marketplace in Saginaw, Michigan. However, we do ship cookies and pound cakes all over the United States. You can place the order, and we still deliver to Pontiac.
Shout out for my delivery today.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
We actually have orders come in almost every weekend to Pontiac, so my Pontiac people can still get in on the Delicious Sweet. And shout out to the ones who've been rocking with me since day one.
Well, shout out to you, because we got to go. We got to take a break. You and Kone Bowman have been
a wealth of
information, but loving to talk this morning and going over our time, both of y'all. So we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The Queen got me approved the same day and got me what I wanted. No hassle, no problems. Go see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans.
That's right. My lenders are making unheard of deals where others simply cannot. Riding in style with the Queen, Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Just Google Regina, the Queen of Car Loans.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, I'm Dave Wilkie, service manager at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet. Since the 1950s, Joe Lunghammer and his family have been honored to service your vehicles. With 112 years of combined service experience, we can take care of any concern you might have, from warranty work to routine oil changes. We treat your vehicle like our own. Call now to schedule a next service appointment at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet. Stop by anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get your vehicle serviced right every time. Call 248-683-7100. That's 248-683-7100.
Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hey, you know what? We're back, and we want to thank our special guest this morning.
Yes.
First time in the studio.
Yeah, we'll be here every month with
Lock
us.
Every month, he still got his headphones
on. Mr. Bowman.
So you ain't got them gems. He been dropping. He gonna keep dropping them every month.
Keep dropping them.
Y'all get to hear it.
Don't be jealous and dead at the same
time. Wait, dead and jealous. Come on.
Remember, we got to leave an inheritance for our children's children. Because if we don't, we're worse than a non-believer, an infidel.
Come on, that's word.
So
that's
Bible.
We have
to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do. And even in that, we don't want to wreck into somebody and then have them come and take our house, our car, and even your kids if you haven't taken care of them right. Yeah. We want to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do so that we can go ahead and uplift everybody in the community. And in turn, the community will grow in itself.
Yeah. You know what? I do want to say this, though, to all those people who are listening. Listen, sometimes we think we got a lot of time. Sometimes we feel like because our kids are young, we may not have insurance on them. We may not have insurance on our vehicles. Listen, you don't know the day, the time, or the hour when life can change.
Don't know.
It's in a second. In a second, your life can change. And so now is the time. You're getting these tools. Now is the time to take these tools and use them. Don't just hear them, but don't be just a hearer. Be a doer.
Amen. Pressure. This week was a lot of pressure.
And why was it a lot of pressure?
A lot of pressure. Because there's things that you can use right now. Like, there's no excuses. Some things you can listen to people and just take it away and just be like, oh, I'll put that in the back. You heard this week things that you can use right now, even still while you're listening.
News you can use.
Between December 27th and February 1st, we know 12 people that have left off this planet.
Wow.
Three of them were family members, and another three were closer than family. They were just like part of us. Wow. And we talked to one on one day, and 3 days later, they were no longer here.
Jesus.
And we only knew because my wife was looking through the obituaries for somebody else's obituary that we came across that person's obituary. Mm-hmm. And their funeral's today.
Lord,
we know someone, and people don't really understand this fact, and I'll leave it alone. I don't want to harp on it too long, this segment. But you can contract some things that can make you uninsurable, which means no insurance company is going to give you insurance. And so while we are healthy or have a reasonable portion of our health, this is the time we need to look at putting things in place in regards to life insurance. You can always start out small and increase along the way.
Wow.
Well, you know, we want to thank you for joining us week. And we had a great show.
Yes.
And that word of the week, legacy.
Yeah.
Take that on for the rest of the month because it is Black History Month.
Yeah. So I'm so excited.
Man.
Y'all go be great today. Since you woke up, you might as well win.
And be in the driver's seat of your own life.
And follow us on Facebook and YouTube.
And Instagram.
Be in the driver's seat.
And listen up at 12.
You got an 800 number, too.
And I don't remember the 800 number. All
appreciate
right, thanks
you.
For listening, and have a great week.
You've been listening to Be in the Driver's Seat with Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, mental health expert Dr. Teresa Moore, and community engager Gil Garrett. Brought to you by Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet of Waterford. Be in the Driver's Seat, a Saturday mix of community, cars, credit, and wellness created just for you. Thank you for listening.